This is planet Earth. You're looking at planet Earth. Bop, 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 bop. This is planet Earth.
Welcome. Season 4 of our Planet Earth series continues, in which we're looking at how space technology is helping us understand our home planet. This is episode 52.
Planet Earth is blue.
The plan by Rocket Lab to launch two NASA climate study satellites from the east coast of New Zealand's North Island was put on hold last week as an atmospheric river swept over New Zealand. Although the worst of the rain missed the launch pads on the Mahia Peninsula, conditions were bad enough to force a launch postponement. This report about the storm from New Zealand's Television One.
There's now a heavy rain warning in place for the Tasman region too as an atmospheric river from the tropics sweeps across New Zealand. So what is this weather phenomenon we're hearing more about? Here's Laura Frickberg.
A heavy rain warning for a region that knows the damage it can cause. Last August, Nelson was drenched with a month's worth of rain in just a few days, brought on by an atmospheric river.
The amount of water that they transport is equivalent to some of the biggest rivers in the world. So like equivalent to the Amazon River, for instance.
Atmospheric rivers, usually formed in the tropics, are long plumes of water vapour that move through the sky. When they meet elevated terrain, the water vapour cools and can result in heavy rainfall.
In the case of Nelson last year, the atmospheric river, or AR, hit the Nelson ranges and the Marlborough ranges and Tasman ranges that pinched the moisture out of the atmosphere. It all fell sort of right on the mountain ranges. That rain collected in the river and it caused the Mai Tai River to burst its banks a few times.
Scientists say they're common in New Zealand and only cause damage when they're extra large. But with a heating planet, we may see them more often.
If the air is warmer, it's going to hold more moisture, and that moisture is going to fall as rain or precipitation in areas. So we do have an idea of how they will affect it, but we're still researching that.
The atmospheric river that hit the Tasman region last year was particularly slow moving. This latest one looks similar.
This one's kind of being held in place. There's a blocking high to the east of the country, and that's just stopping it moving off out into the Pacific.
Met Service has now issued rain warnings and watches for the top of the North Island and the top of the South, so communities can be prepared in the event of the worst. Laura Frickberg, One News.
Competitor News Hub had this report.
And NIWA warns the downed yachts in Northland, the tossed trampolines of Te Aroha, and today's flooded paddocks are just an appetizer for what's to come.
Places like Northland, places maybe like Taranaki, Nelson, Tasman, those areas are probably at highest risk for seeing some really heavy rain starting probably later Wednesday and especially Thursday and Friday. Now you're talking double or triple, maybe even more, what would normally fall on the entire month of May. So kind of a red flag.
A red flag that many are heeding, and there could be plenty more to test our patience with the amount of rain that's expected later in the week. Karen Rutherford, News Hub.
Well, Heather is now with a closer look at the storm. And how bad could things get later in the week? What are we looking at here?
Yeah, well, this really does feel like just the beginning. If we start from Wednesday, you can see this atmospheric river is exactly what it looks like. It's a river in the sky. And if it moves just 100 kilometres to the east, it's a direct hit on Auckland. If it stays the course, it's still going to rain heavily on the west coast from Cape Reinga through Taranaki to Tasman and Marlborough. Now, the setup to this is the high out east. It's a blocking high. So this corridor of rain just has nowhere to go. So it'll park up and continue to cause widespread rain for the second half of the week. Now, this is in addition to the heavy rain and strong winds that we've got for the next 36 hours.
Well, we're going to bring in Heather now with more on this storm. So how much worse is it going to get, Heather, and for how long?
We still have days left of this storm. But the atmospheric river does what a normal river does. It meanders. So tonight and tomorrow, the outbreaks of heavy rain fall over Northland and Taranaki, but the river then shifts back out west. So it will still brush Northland and Taranaki, but with a lot less intensity. Unfortunately, that intensity then shifts to the upper South Island with a very wet Friday and Saturday ahead.
A week later, the Rocket Lab launch was rescheduled for 11 o'clock on Monday morning, Australian Eastern Time. The space show was listening in.
It is 40 minutes past midday here at Rocket Lab's Mission Control Centre in Auckland, New Zealand, where launch operations are well underway in the lead-up to our 36th Electron launch. Hello and welcome to our live broadcast for Rocket Like a Hurricane, a dedicated mission for NASA to launch the TROPICS constellation of hurricane monitoring satellites. Today's mission is flying from Pad B at Rocket Lab Launch Complex 1, our private spaceport on the Mahia Peninsula in New Zealand. T0 for Rocket Like a Hurricane is set for 1 p.m. local time. My name is Muriel Baker.
And I'm Keegan Black, and we are thrilled to be with you for today's mission.
We have an exciting pair of satellites from NASA on Electron today. The two 3U CubeSats will begin a new constellation in low Earth orbit to monitor tropical cyclones, including hurricanes and typhoons around the world, hence the TROPICS name, which stands for Time-Resolved Observations of Precipitation Structure and Storm Intensity with a Constellation of Small Sats. Another great NASA acronym. Today's mission is the first of two dedicated Electron launches to deploy the constellation.
This first launch has been dubbed by the NASA team as Rocket Like a Hurricane, and in about 2 weeks' time, we'll be following up with a second launch. That mission has been affectionately called Coming to a Storm Near You. Both missions are heading to a 550-kilometre circular altitude above Earth at an inclination of about 30 degrees. This is a unique orbit best reached with a dedicated launch, making Electron the ideal launch vehicle to deploy TROPICS.
Few people have been closer to this mission than Stuart Cook. He is one of the mission managers for the TROPICS program. And we were lucky enough to catch up with Stuart earlier in the week at our production complex.
My name is Stuart Cook, and I work for NASA Langley Research Center. My job title is I'm the mission manager for the TROPICS project. Think about four satellites orbiting the Earth. These satellites are looking down at clouds, at storms, at hurricanes, and they're looking to see how they form, how they intensify, or how they get stronger. So with TROPICS, we have four CubeSats that are going to be orbiting the Earth. They're about the size of a loaf of bread, so very small compared to your traditional satellites. And the beauty of having four of these things orbiting the Earth is that they can revisit a storm every hour, which is very different from how traditional satellites do it. They may come by the same storm once every 10 hours. The data from TROPICS, we're going to feed that to our partners, which are like NOAA, the National Hurricane Center. They take it and it helps them improve their hurricane forecasting and hurricane modeling. So when you think about it from the end users and you look at a TV and you say, hey, a hurricane's coming up the coast of Florida, it says the storm could go this direction, it could go this direction. We have improved models that will have a tighter band of where that storm is going to be. It's giving better forecast information to not only NOAA, but to the viewers. So for the first launch is, you know, we're going to have a launch window of maybe 2 hours. It says it can launch between 1 and 3 p.m. New Zealand time. The second launch, there's a lot of synchronization that has to happen, so it's pretty exciting for a company like Rocket Lab to be able to do that with that kind of precision to help us meet our mission goals. During the launch, I'll be in the Mission Control Center here, so that'll be a new experience. I'll be on console to give the roll call for all systems go for the payloads. We're just so excited to really see it happen now. I can't just contain my excitement because it's just a lot of anticipation leading up to this moment.
My name is Jane McNichol. I'm a mission manager at Rocket Lab, and I'm the mission manager for the two TROPICS missions. So as we know, the number of hurricanes we're experiencing every year is increasing due to climate change. And the intensity of these storms is also increasing. The current technology that we have on orbit to monitor hurricane development may only be able to check in on these storms every couple of hours. But within that time, we might see a storm increase in intensity quite a bit. TROPICS is a constellation of four CubeSats that will be able to monitor near hourly these intense tropical storms in terms of precipitation, temperature, and humidity, and collect this data for us. And this data has the potential to save lives and livelihoods. So it very well aligns with Rocket Lab's mission to improve life on Earth by enabling access to space. So as a mission manager, that means that I get to work closely with our customer, NASA and MIT Lincoln Laboratories. And I am so excited for launch day and being able to tell them that we've successfully deployed their satellites in orbit and see the real work begin there for them, and be able to see the excitement, not just once, but twice, because we've got two back-to-back missions coming up. So I can't wait for launch day. I'm really psyched about it.
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
HVB discharge is nominal.
Electron is soaring through the sky right now after lifting off from Pad B at Launch Complex 1, now on its way to low Earth orbit for NASA and TROPICS.
Earth below us, drifting, falling, floating, weightless.
You're listening to The Space Show with Andrew Rennie.